another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in Romans 4. We're in verses 9 through 12 this morning. Does this blessedness apply only to the circumcised or to the uncircumcised as well? Now we assert that faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness. Under what circumstances was it credited? Was he circumcised or not? He was not circumcised, but uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision as a seal on the righteousness received through faith, while he was uncircumcised. Thus, he was to be the father of all the uncircumcised who believe, so that to them also righteousness might be credited, as well as the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but also follow the path of faith that our father Abraham walked while still uncircumcised. Well, I think Paul answers the question, but man, do I love to be righteous. Amen. The feeling of the Spirit anointing your speech and awareness of everything good or bad, allowing insight on the mysteries of the kingdom. This, my friends, is an amazing feeling in the Lord and can be never taken away by the absurdities of the world, who try and block your senses, stuffing them with what I call yakinows. This to me means the flash and flare of the world's desires that run down the path of self, where we only look at out for our own claims and beliefs. Well, Jesus doesn't say that. And to be righteous is the feeling of being redeemed, where all desires of the heart become Christ-centered, and placing God first relies on the three P's of Christianity. Practice. Read your Bible daily. Pray unceasingly as the Lord calls us to. And proclaim. That means speak anointed in righteousness. Amen. You too can become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed by following our practice daily, seeking charity as a way of life. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those who we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for those who are dying today. In the silence of their own hearts, may they be comforted. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 4. We're in verses 9 through 12 today. It's a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Believe to Receive, Righteousness Relied. Circumcised only, blessedness received. Also, the uncircumcised? Righteousness Abraham received, credited as faith. Circumcised not, Abraham, righteousness received, great. Righteousness seal applied. Faith received as uncircumcised. Belief to receive righteousness relied. All faith path followers, cut or not, complied. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 11th, 2021. We're recording this morning at 6:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome Veterans Day in the Lord. Here in the United States, we recognize our veterans who served their country. And we thank you for coming home and being a part of your country's freedom, as the reason why we remain free. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We'll be closing today at 5:33 in the name of Jesus. John and Marie, have an awesome day in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Amen.